You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Good morning to everyone. We just want to welcome you here in our online worship service, Victory Metro East. I'm Mark Constantino, one of the pastors here at Victory. And again, to those of you who have checked us out for the very first time, marami po salamat for tuning in our online worship service. As we always say here in Victory, we exist to honor God and we're here to make disciples. Just this week po, nagkaroon po tayo ng time of prayer and worship, or prayer and fasting, I'm sorry. And we had a great time. I don't know for you, but I believe the Lord has ministered to us. And so because of His grace in our lives, I believe the Lord has renewed your strength. I believe the Lord has given you a different view of life. And I believe also that the Lord has assured you of His promises. Please send us your prayer breakthroughs. Kung in-answer na po ni Lord yung mga ina-ask natin sa Kanya as our faith goals, please don't hesitate to share it to us. So thank you. I hope you had a good time. And in the next 6 months, I believe as we pray and fasted, the Lord will do an amazing thing. Amen? Praise God. Okay, hindi po natin nakalimutan na ating communion. Magkakaroon po tayo ng communion afterwards, after the preaching of God's Word. So please prepare your communion elements. Mag-iisip ko kayo, naku, nakalimutan yung communion. Hindi po. Magkakaroon po tayo ng communion after po ng preaching ng God's Word. Okay? So we will now proceed to the time of our worship in reading of the Scripture and hearing the preaching of the Word of God. Okay? So let me read to you our text today. It's found in the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Let me read it to you. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into His grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love that has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved from Him from the wrath of God. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let us pray. Lord, we want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, that once again, you will show yourself and display yourself in a greater way, knowing who you are in our lives. Father, I pray that you would bless the preaching of your word with the help of your Holy Spirit, that you will unveil the full counsel of God as we talk about the peace with God. This we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. From the previous chapter that we talked about last Sunday po, regarding by faith that we receive the promises of God, with the promise of God to Abraham. You know what? The same faith that we become the righteousness of God, just like with Abraham, that he was credited to him as righteousness, and because of his faith, he received, become the righteousness of God. I believe the same way with us, as the scripture mentioned. Do you realize that the faith that we become the righteousness of God is the same faith that caused us to be justified and receive the peace with God? The same faith that we become righteous, that we are right with God. It's the same faith that we have received the peace with God. You know, it's very obvious that the world needs the peace of God. When a lot of people are looking for the peace of mind, God's word for us is God wants us to give the peace with God. There's a big difference between the peace with God and the peace of God. And so today, as we talk about His peace, question is, why peace with God? Bakit peace with God? At the same time, because of this peace, what is the result of the peace with God? Are you ready for this? Okay. Some questions need to ask today. What can we do to achieve the peace with God? Is there anything a man can do in order for a man to receive the peace with God? Or the right question that we need to ask probably is, what did God do in order for us to receive the peace with God? So based on the scripture that we read today, the Apostle Paul enumerated three conditions of man. We will never appreciate the peace with God if we will not understand the three conditions of man. So he enumerated that based on the scripture that we read. So with this condition of man, we will also see that this is the identity of man. When a man doesn't have the peace of God yet. And based on the scriptures, the three conditions of man are the following. Number one, according to verse 6, we were weak. We were still weak. Or we are weak. The first condition of man is this. A man is a person who is weak. In fact, the word weak also translates to ungodly. We could see here that how can man save himself when he is weak? How can man have the strength when he has or he is weak? Secondly, we could see here in verse 8 at the last part that man are sinners. We are sinners. And it says there that we still were sinners. And so the second condition of man is he's not just weak, but he is a sinner. So how can man save himself from sin when he himself is slave to sin? When he himself is bondage to sin? The third condition of man is men are enemies of God. We are enemies of God. That's what the scripture says. Akala lang po natin na tayo po'y makasalanan, pero hindi po natin alam na tayo rin po ay hindi lang makasalanan, pero kaaway natin si Lord. Yun po yung sinasabi ng word ni God based on what the Apostle Paul says. And these are all bad news. Imagine, you are weak, you are a sinner, and at the same time, you are an enemy of God. That is the condition of man. And based on this condition of man, is there any way man could change his condition? Is there any way man can do in order for him to have peace with God? That's the bad news. There is no way a man can save himself. There is no way man himself can do something in order for him to have the peace with God. Wala ho tayong magagawa. Tayo mismo makasalanan at kaaway po natin ang Panginoon. But in every bad news, there is a good news. But because we are sinful, we're enemies of God, we are weak, then there's hopelessness. We are doomed for destruction. We are helpless. That's the bad news. The good news is, are you ready for the good news? In every bad news, there's a good news. So ito po yung good news. So verse 6 po, as we continue reading, here's what it says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. While we are so weak to ourselves, somebody came to us and saved us from our situation. At the right time, Christ died for the weak, for the ungodly. That's the good news. And the scriptures even says that would a person would scarcely or rarely die for a righteous person or even a good person, how much more for us who are ungodly, sinners, enemies of God? In verse 8, it says there, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the heart of God for us. Even though we're in a hopeless situation, because of his heart, his compassionate, merciful, and love for us, God himself gave Christ to us while we were still sinners. He died for us. Why? Because he showed to us his love, his faithful, everlasting love. Sabi po ng verse 9, as we continue, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God? Because we've been justified by the blood of Christ, that he sacrificed himself for us on that cross. You know, by the virtue of Christ's death on the cross, we have been saved, not just from our sins, but he saved us from God's wrath in the day of judgment. Wag daw natin po, magkaroon po tayo ng takot sa judgment the Lord, kasi we will be saved by the judgment of God based on what Christ has done for us. There's no need for us to fear the judgment of God. There's no need for us to fear the wrath of God. Why? Because of the sacrifice he did when he shed his blood for us. I just remember the situation in the book of Exodus when the Lord himself would save the whole Israelites from the slavery of the Egyptians. Remember when he was about to execute judgment on the Egyptians, there was this Passover that the Lord have asked the Israelites to prepare a sacrifice, an unblemished lamb, for that blood to be placed in the doorpost, in the doors of all the houses of the Israelites. Because the Lord will pass through and will execute judgment by killing the firstborn sons of the whole Egypt. And that's basically what happened there. When he passed through the Passover, the Lord saved the whole Israelites, knowing that there is a blood in that doorpost as they sacrificed the lamb. And the Lord just honored that faith. And guess what? For us, we've been saved. We've been justified by the blood of Christ. And because of that, the Lord will save us, not just from our own sins, but from the wrath and the judgment of God. Amen? In verse 10, it says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Again, as I've said, hindi lang po tayo makasalanan, kaaway din po tayo ng Panginoon. Kalaban tayo ni Lord. Hindi natin naisip yun, pero ganun po ang posisyon natin, ang kondisyon natin. And if we are enemies, what do you do if there's an enemy, di ba? What do you do if there's an enemy? Well, wala pong isip-isip. The enemy's destiny is death. We all gonna put our enemies to death, especially if our lives is at stake. And there's a saying that if you are not part of us, then you are against God, against us. And basically, us being enemies of God, the Lord didn't treat us as his enemy. He actually had mercy on us. Even Christ, when he was receiving all this accusation and he was being suffered, and all the words that threw to him regarding who he is, and he was ridiculed. You know what? The word of God says he did not retaliate. God did not treat us with our sins deserved. God didn't treat us as our enemies, but we were enemies of God. Kaya nga po, ang sinasabi ng Bible sa 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, all this is from God. All this is from God, for reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against him. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. God is reconciling himself to us. because he knows that we cannot reconcile ourselves to him, but he made a move. He took the initiative by sending his son to be a man in order for him to reach out for us and become sin so that we might become the righteousness of God and receive the gift of reconciliation. Is that amazing? Sabi rin po ng Bible, how much more shall we be saved by his life? We who are reconciled now to God, how much more that we will be saved in this life? I have a good news for you. In this crisis, in this pandemic, how much more that the Lord will save us in his life, in this life that we're living on. We are living not for ourselves, but for his life. How much more that the Lord will save us in this crisis? Can you say amen? But how many of you know that the Lord is doing something with the body of Christ, with the churches, and in the situation of the rest of the world? This is God's assurance for us that we will no longer fear the judgment and the wrath of God. That God did something. What is that? The Lord died. And because of that, we are reconciled with God. To put simply, we are reconciled or have peace with God by faith through the death of Jesus on that cross. We have been reconciled and we receive the peace with God by faith through the death of Jesus on that cross. Now the question is, what is the result of the peace with God? Ano po ba yung resulta ng peace with God? Ito po exciting. Isahin po natin ito. So verse 2 po, here's what it says. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand. Because that we receive the peace with God and we are reconciled with God, the good news is we have access into his grace. If you've been following our devotions during the 3 days of prayer and fasting, we were talking about faith. And God's grace is amazing. Do you realize that we have access into God's grace? That whatever situation we are into, the grace of God is sufficient to back us up. The grace of God is there to strengthen us. The grace of God is there to support us. The grace of God is there to supply all our needs. We have access into his grace. By now we stand. We are living under the grace of God. Is that a good news? And we have access to God by his grace. Thank you, Lord. Because we are reconciled and we have peace with God. Second, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Sabi po rito, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Whatever we are experiencing today, whether you are in the lowest point of your life, well, that's not the end of it. We hope in the glory of God and we rejoice. We are rejoicing with this hope. Why? Because it is sure. Our future is bright and the future is sure that we have hope in the glory of God. Therefore, we rejoice. My friends, life is going to get better. Ito pong pandemic natin dito, temporary lang yan. There is a future hope for us. The future hope is bright. It is sure that we're going to experience complete satisfaction and glorification and absolute peace. You know what? Since we receive the peace of God or the peace with God, then we receive the peace of God. Our peace with God brings the peace of God. And so if people are looking for the peace of God, guess what? What they needed most is the peace with God. They need to be reconciled first with God and then we're going to have the peace of God. And so my friends, Victory Metro East, to all of us who's watching today, we have the peace of God because we have the peace with God. Amen? Grabe si Lord, ang galing. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But since we have the peace with God, because of the peace with God, ito pong sinasabi ng verse 3. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Yes, Because we are reconciled with God, then we have access into His grace. Then we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But the verse 3 says, not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. We rejoice in our sufferings. Now, because we have the peace with God, our view of suffering changes. Because we have the peace with God, our view of suffering changes. Sinasabi po ng Bible, since we have the peace of God, then we rejoice in our sufferings. Folks, as a church, we are not exempted from sufferings. And there will be sufferings. After we overcome one suffering, be ready because there will be sufferings. We will never graduate from sufferings. That's a part of this Christian walk. But thanks be to God, somebody has overcome all those sufferings. Somebody did it for us already. That's why we need to live by faith. Amen? So, it might be hard for us to accept of the sufferings that we will be facing. But a person who is not have the peace of God will not rejoice in our sufferings. Ang hirap po. Ang hirap intindihin mag-rejoice tayo sa suffering. Wow! That's impossible! Well, guess what? It will take a revelation and an encounter with the peace of God for us to have the peace of God so we could rejoice in the sufferings that we will experience. Of course, we don't like to be hurt. And sometimes when we experience hurt, we experience persecution, offenses, accusations, sometimes object of gossip sa social media lang. Di ba, tinitira ka, may mga sinasabi sa'yo, ang hirap, pinariringan ka. Di ba, imagine through social media, how many of you know you got hurt because of social media, because of what people, di ba, says or comments? Guess what? That could be suffering. And we could rejoice. Why? Because we can trust the Lord, that we could have His peace. And our view of suffering is different. It's hard to get insulted, right? It's hard to be in pain. It's hard to experience injustices, despair, problems, troubles, difficulty. It's hard to be in crisis today. But the Word of God says, let's rejoice in our sufferings. It doesn't end up here. There is a hope for the glory of God. There is a hope and bright future. But in order for Christ to reign in our lives as well, then we need to suffer just like Jesus suffered. And suffering is a promise that no one wants. It is also a promise that we are not exempt from suffering. The church will experience sufferings. But sufferings will become our ally. Why? It will make us, as we progress in verse 3, what does the Bible says? Knowing that suffering produces endurance. We will never experience endurance unless we suffer. Another word for endurance is perseverance, steadfastness, patience. Imagine this, the Lord doesn't want His people to be quitters. The Lord wants us to experience the battle, but we will not quit. We will not say, Lord, I give in or I give up. But we will say, Lord, I will stay no matter what. Lord, all the more that I will stay, even though, Lord, gusto ko nang gumibap, Lord, I know that You will not give up. Why? Because You have already overcome. You're there for me. So you got to stay on the course. Why? Never give up in all this suffering, because suffering produces endurance. God wants you to endure. God wants to see perseverance. God wants to see tenacity in our lives. God wants to see faith. And we got to fight a good fight of faith. I want to encourage you today, if you're suffering, stay on the course. Never give up. Never give in. But endure. Because the Bible says, and endurance produces character. We will never have the character of Christ if we're not gonna experience and have endurance. God wants to see character. And for us to reach character, we need to endure. Does that make sense? the Lord wants to see character. And for God to form character, we got to suffer. Then we are to endure. And then as we endure, then character is produced in us. And the Word of God continues to say, and character produces hope. Wow! Yun pala yun. The reason why people are in hope, because they have the character of Christ. Could it be that many people give in to their faith? Could it be that a lot of people lose hope because the real problem is they don't have character or the lack of character? Could it be that a lot of people today, they started good, but you don't see them anywhere anymore? Could it be that the problem is character? I believe that the Lord would speak to us, and the Lord is forming character in us. And for us to have hope, we need to have the character of Christ. Because a man of character never loses hope. If you are a man of hope, then because you are a man of character. A man of character never loses hope. In verse 11, what else? What's the result of the peace with God? More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Ito po yung ultimate na gusto ni Lord, mag-reconcile tayo sa Kanya, for us to receive salvation. And because of what Christ did, guess what? Woo! Lord, thank you that we are reconciled with God, and I have the peace with God. Therefore, I have the peace of God. And since I'm reconciled with God, we could rejoice in the Lord. We have access in the grace of God, which we now stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. There's a bright and a future hope for all of us. We rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because God wants to use problems, difficulties, troubles, suffering, so that we elevate suffering so we can endure. Then as we endure, there's character being formed. And then as character formed, then there's hope. A man of character never loses hope. Yun po yung gustong gawin ni Lord sa buhay natin. We rejoice in our sufferings, my friends. And we also rejoice in the God who reconciled Himself. That's why we want to take this time to thank the Lord, to celebrate, and to rejoice because of what Christ has done for us and through us. Praise God. As we take communion today, I want to say our peace with God through Christ brings us joy and new hope. Our peace with God through Christ brings us joy and a new hope. Is that amazing? I want us to prepare for our communion elements today. If you could prepare your piece of bread and the cup and offer it before the Lord today. Here's what the Word of God says. In verse 8, again, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He showed His everlasting love that while we were still sinners, Christ died for all of us. Can you ready right now the piece of bread and a cup? Let's just bow our heads and take the moment for us to be grateful and thankful for what Christ has done. Salamat, Panginoon. Lord, we rejoice in You because of what You've done for us. Lord, we are humbled and grateful for what Christ did for us on the cross when You shed Your blood. The blood that justifies us, that saved us from our sins and save us from the wrath and the judgment of God. Lord, thank You that we are reconciled with You. Thank You that we have the peace with God, and because of that, we have the peace of God. Lord, thank You for the sacrifice You've done, and we remember this because You loved us so much that You died for us. Thank You, Lord, for what you did for us. Can we now take the piece of bread? Can we now partake the cup? Thank you, Lord. Lord, once again, we are grateful. We want to say with all of our hearts, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for us. We are reconciled because of what you've done for us. Lord, there's no way we could be reconciled, only through the finished work of Christ. And as we end today, I just like to pray for us right now. If you are suffering from difficulties and trouble in this crisis, you know, we could rejoice in our sufferings. I want to pray for us to have a different view and perspective of the sufferings, the hardships that we're going through. And I just want to pray right now for all of us. Can we do that? Let me pray for you. Lord, marami po salamat sa mga, Lord, sa aming church community, lalo-lalo na po ito pong pandemic, ito pong crisis na aming na, Lord, na experience. Lord, we're just praying right now that, Lord, give us a perspective of what suffering is. And may we have the faith and the hope upon the glory of God that this pandemic will last, Lord. Lord, sana, I pray that we will able, Lord God, to go through this. I thank you, Lord God, that truly, Lord God, you are in control of all things. And I just pray for the peace of God to come upon every heart, that this is just an assurance, for we are with peace with you, and because of that, we have the peace of God. Lord, I just bless your people today, especially those who are suffering. Lord, I just pray that you would lift them up, Lord. I pray that they will encounter you and grant them the hope. As you mentioned, because of the peace of God, Lord, we can overcome because of who you are, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this peace. And even today, as we end this service, I just like to pray for some. You know, the Bible says that you are an enemy of God, but the Lord has reconciled us to himself through Christ. If this is your first time to hear this message and you know that you are not right with God, the Lord reconciled with you and you could have his peace. Would you want that? The Lord is reaching out to you. Would you open your heart today and ask him to come to your life by you repenting of all your sins and trusting the Lord for what he has done? He can forgive you today and you could receive his reconciliation and the gift of eternal life. Let's bow down our heads right now. Let me pray for you. If you're that person, could you say this prayer out loud? Say this: Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins. I turn to you today, and because of what you've done when you died for me on that cross, Lord, I could be reconciled. And right now, Lord, I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, that I receive the peace of God, the peace with God starting today. Thank you for this new life that comes from you. Help me to know you in a greater way. Thank you for this peace, the joy and the hope that I found in you starting today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. To those of you who prayed that prayer, I just want to assure you, the Lord is your Savior. The Lord is the Lord of your life right now. His name is Jesus, and the Lord has given you peace. Praise God. You know what? We wanna help you out in your walk with God. In your screen today, there's a number that you can call in order for you to connect. I hope you can call us, and we wanna help you with your walk with God. Maraming maraming po salamat. God bless you. Praise God. Well, thank you for all of you who's been part of our online worship service. We are ending right now, and what a joy! What a renewed hope that we receive from the Word of God. Can we just pray a prayer blessing? Praise God. Lord, marami pong salamat because of the finished work of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, today, We could walk in victory. We could walk in faith. And I just pray right now that you would release your grace, your peace, your joy, and your hope as we go through this week. Lord, bless your people as we end this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen and amen. God bless you all, and we see you next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.